Everybody, it's just your boy Matt Olson here, welcoming you to another episode of Can You Get to That? I'm your boy, and I'm also your co-host, along with...
Hey. Hey, it's me, Caitlin Best. Welcome to Can You Get to That?
Are you already pumping this episode's topic?
Yeah.
With that low, sultry whisper?
Hey.
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 Hey. Oh, am I doing that too quickly?
You're doing it too fast.
Okay, well, you're on top of this week's topic. But before we get to that, unless you already know, because you clicked on this, and so you already know what we're going to talk about. Yeah, you've read the title of this episode. How's your week been? What's new?
I haven't done a lot. I went to my parents' house
so that
I could sleep in air-conditioned comfort.
You absconded. I was like, let's record a podcast. And you're like, it was so hot.
You said we probably weren't going to be able to record it. And so I thought that it was safe to go somewhere for a day.
It's totally fair. I just want to say your thought process was, it's hot. Let me leave.
Was it an
hour drive? Hour and a half drive?
Two.
So full. Okay. I way undershot drive. That.
Yeah.
Both times. Not way undershot that, but let me drive 2 hours to, I guess, still the nearest air conditioning that wouldn't be weird for you to hang out around.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, like, go to the public library and sleep in there.
Well, you could try.
I could try. I'm sure people
do. I mean, ultimately what you did was you weighed your options, and you're like, it's worth the 2 hour drive for this. It's not worth me... at my skill level, trying to, you know, say, sneak into the freezer of a Red Robin and bring in a sleeping bag.
Well, yeah,
post
no,
up.
That's a bad idea. The thing you have to understand is that, so over the 4th, I was in California. I was on the coast, and oh my God, it was perfect. I slept like a baby because it was 60 degrees at night. But the
two
nights
nice.
Prior to that, I was here in Portland, Oregon. I was on the third floor... my third floor apartment, and I did not sleep at all because I would flip my pillow over and the other side would be hot.
Yeah.
And I just lay tangled in my sheets, just drenched in sweat.
That's messed up.
Regular hot sweat, not cold sweat.
Yeah. Ugh. So, and it's been
I need my sleep.
Real sticky hot still. Yeah. We're in the middle of, I think this is the hottest summer on record.
The hottest, like, time
of humanity. Yeah. I mean, that's for another week when we use Wikipedia to prove the existence of global climate change.
Yeah.
I was in Montana, which was surprisingly, you know, climate-wise pleasant. Then again, I was also spending the night in a... well air conditioned La Quinta Inn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pretty dope.
Pretty luxe.
I watched Pain and Gain.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Michael Bay movie. It's like a passion project of his.
I was gonna guess that it was a reality show.
No, it's a movie he did between Transformers films because he really wanted to.
About what?
It's set in Miami. No surprise there. Now, keep in mind, I just recently tried to watch Bad Boys 2 for the first time, and I had to stop because that movie got too gross and was too awful. I don't know if you've seen...
Bad Boys the one with Kevin Hart?
No.
Which one is it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
Are you thinking of the movie Get Hard with Kevin? Oh, you're thinking of the movie Get Hard with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
Yes.
No, Bad Boys 2 is way older. It's got Will Smith and, yeah.
No, I'm not thinking of Get Hard. I'm thinking of a different Kevin Hart movie. There's no Will Ferrell in it.
Okay. Well, Kevin Hart is neither here nor there.
Okay.
All right. Let's just get that out there.
It's got Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also, his co-star is Martin Lawrence. There we go. I was searching for the name.
Okay. You got it.
Yep. They're the Bad Boys. It's a bad, bad movie. I forgot, I had read about Pain and Gain. Here's why I watched this movie. It's got The Rock in it.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been on a, you know, real...
You love him.
Yeah, I've been on a real The Rock kick since falling in love with the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, even though he's only in the last three.
Well, also some of the best. I mean...
Well,
yeah.
That's debatable, but...
I mean, he's not in Tokyo Drift, and that's a knock against The Rock's reputation.
Yeah.
But anyway, Yeah, I watched Pain and Gain. It's a movie, Michael Bay wanted to do another Miami movie because that's what he likes to do. Mm-hmm. So it's about this true crime story of these bodybuilders who kidnap... Incompetent kidnappers in Miami. They kidnap this guy, torture him, take all his money, and that's not enough because one of them, the one played by The Rock, is like a total weak link and just like blows all the cash, and they all like... Basically, the whole plan falls apart when they try to kidnap another rich person for their money.
Oh, I was going to guess that he's like a mole, but he's not. He's just bad at being a criminal.
No, he's a real softy.
He's too good of a guy.
That's the thing, is that it's not even an action comedy is a thing. I wouldn't say there's much action in this movie whatsoever. Like,
there's muscles.
There are muscles. Yeah. Who are the other guys? Mark Wahlberg and then...
John Cena?
No. John Cena's not in that movie, or maybe he's in a background. Rob Corddry's in this movie. Tony Shalhoub's in this movie, and then I forget his name. The only other thing I know him from,
isn't he kind of a schlub?
Yeah, but he's not
one of the bodybuilders.
He's not ripped. He owns the gym.
Oh, okay,
but he's just like
he's just a guy.
His character is the real life person is a notary. Like, you could believe Rob Corddry as a notary.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, as a notary public. Yeah. Totally. The other guy in the main cast, do you know his name? He's Captain America's good bud with the wingsuit in Winter Soldier.
I did not watch that film.
I didn't watch it either.
Okay. You recognize him from the trailer?
Well, he also pops up briefly in Ultron.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know that superhero character's name.
Wingman.
Winged guy, Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that guy is in it.
We got real off track here, because what I wanted to eventually go to was Montana was what it was, and then I came back and I continued looking for jobs, because I'm very unemployed, and found a job posting for Typesetter at a hentai magazine.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about that.
At first I was like, oh, God, no.
Wait, Typesetter as in like in Adobe Acrobat? Because Typesetter sounds like you're going into the fucking printing press and putting the letters in to the press.
You would still call it typesetting. You would still call it typesetting if you're in the Adobe suite. You're taking in the raw, uncompressed anime porns.
Right.
And then ripping out the Japanese characters and putting the English translated characters in.
Okay.
That's typesetting.
Okay.
You have to pick exactly what dynamic kind of handwritten font is good for the oohs and ahs and other fuck words and fuck sounds for your anime porn. I saw the job posting, and I think on Craigslist it was just like, typeset for a hentai magazine. I'm just like, did I just have a stroke? Am I imagining this right now?
No, you're not.
And it's not the fact that day in, day out, I would be very up close and personal with anime porn that makes this job sound unappealing. It's that at the end of the posting, they're like, we work in a fun office full of otaku.
Oh!
I was like, nah, that's not for me. That's no good.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's what's new with me. This week's topic is something that I know almost nothing about.
Which
you can probably,
I cannot even believe.
You can probably guess
what I
do know about it. It's the OC.
It is the OC. We're going to have to fix that.
You love it.
I love the OC.
Were you there from episode one?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I stopped watching at some point, I think because it gets bad.
Hmm.
But I watched that shit. I was 12 years old, and me and my brother used to watch that when it was on television. And I had not watched it from that time until this Sunday.
Okay. Now,
and it holds up in all kinds of ways.
That's good to hear, because sometimes TV shows don't. I feel like, pen.
Woo!
I feel like the OC, from a distance, and shortly I'll provide my totally basic OC references I can pull out of my ass.
Yeah.
Because from a distance, totally a cultural touchstone, but it seems like one of those shows that, like, if you do go back to it, it's 100% of that time. Like, the whole point is, like, it's these teenagers in Orange County in the present day, which then was, like, the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So, you don't get a lot of, like, But you get a lot of maybe flip phones and early SMS. And then like references to bands like Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes, lots of those. They don't really talk about texting. They don't text each other a lot.
Weird.
Because mostly, you know, they all live, there's like three houses in this conception of Orange County. So if they want to go see someone, they just go.
Orange County is this vast wasteland with just three houses. With
three houses.
Three real nice houses, I bet.
And it's funny, there's, not the protagonist, the protagonist's adoptive mother works for this development company, and, there's a scene in an early episode where one of the model homes burns down.
Hmm.
Which reminds me of another television show.
Yeah.
It also takes place in Orange County.
Yeah. Which also makes jokes about OC.
About the OC.
And was on the same network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, I was more into the cult television. Right. I watched Arrested Development. No, we didn't, actually. I remember when that show was on TV distinctly. Yeah. We were watching, like, I don't know what, because we weren't watching the OC. We were watching some Fox show. For all I know, my family had tuned into really bad, you know, what, at that point, like, season 16 Simpsons or whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I think part of what killed Arrested Development was that a lot of the, like, trailers or bumps they would run after other shows mm-hmm. were bad and yeah. didn't make the show good.
The trick with that show is that you really had to... There was so many inside jokes in that show, and so if you didn't get it from the first episode, you really were kind of lost.
Sure.
And so
all I'm saying is that
for people to catch on to that train.
I remember, I think we were eating some rotisserie chicken.
Costco rotisserie chicken?
No, Fred Meyer rotisserie chicken.
Mm. Sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks for opening that wound. It's not a wound. Anyway, and the bump comes on for Arrested Development. I think my mom literally said, like, that show looks awful.
And that's why you never watched it?
Well, then it all came out on DVD and everyone was like, this is the greatest show ever. I know
you watched it later.
Yeah, I did what a lot of people did, which is discover it later.
I did watch. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched some of it on television. I enjoyed it. I thought this is a fun show.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Here's what I know about the OC before we leap in, and we're taking our sweet, sweet time. But I feel like this is, no matter what, going to be an easy one. I have an inkling that we will get to the OC.
We're going
to
click random article, and it's going to say...
Take us right there.
Laguna Niguel, and it's just going to be like, click, click, click.
Here's what I know about the OC. The theme song?
Yeah.
By Phantom Planet. Great
theme song.
Right? Phantom Planet?
Yeah.
Yep. And then Imogen Heap. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's I know the two things.
And you knew the Death Cab for Cutie thing.
Yeah, I think I saw a clip of that one time on YouTube. People were like, oh, see, Marcia's Death Cab for Cutie. This is what, like, some 30-something now is like, I was in my late teens when the OC premiered, and it was my life, exactly. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
That's what everyone's life was like back then.
That's so hard to deal with.
A Death Cab, you would go somewhere, and Death Cab would just start playing, and that's when you knew that a moment was about to happen, a special moment.
You'd be driving down the highway, and then you'd hear... I took the 405, and then you're like, oh, I'm on the 405. I'm on the 405. I'm taking the interstate. I don't know the lyrics anymore. It's a good thing. I'm not a sad enough boy anymore. And the only thing I know about, I couldn't tell you what characters die. Like, I know the Imogen Heap song comes when one gets shot, and there's an SNL skit, and now she makes crazy music gloves. I don't even know if she makes. Yeah. She's got these crazy Arduino-powered music gloves that let you gesture. And
she just waves them around and they make music?
Yeah. Wow. Well, they control, like, basic parts of, like, a sequencer, it seems. So that she can, like, dance, perform on stage. She's a real tech entrepreneur now.
Yeah.
And if you do search what you say, or you search OC, like... song someone gets shot to, the funniest thing, well, actually, it's no, scratch that, not funny at all. Most people think it's is it Jason Derulo who samples it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, most people think the song being used in the show is that.
Of course they do. Yeah, we live in America. Like,
this is our podcast. This is why we have Wikipedia.
Matt, this is the reason why people think that, is because Jason Derulo is so much better at self-promotion than Imogen Heap. You've never heard an Imogen Heap song where she starts off saying, Imogen Heap.
That's true. That's true. She should try that.
She needs to try that out.
She should try that. Make that a function. Like, if she squeezes her pinky, that sample will just play. She doesn't even have to sing it.
Yeah.
It'll already be all auto-tuned and everything. All
right, so you want to do this thing?
Yeah, let's get to what our podcast really is. Pick random article. Okay, I have no idea who this person is.
Madonna.
Wait, can you say that again?
Well, I think that's wrong because it says that she's not a French woman.
Oh, then say it.
Madame,
like,
Renz.
Yeah. Oh boy. Don't have any clue.
A settler in
who this person is.
New South Wales.
Hmm.
New South Wales is it's like an island. It's like near Antarctica, right? It's like in the south Pacific.
If I had to get, well, okay, let's take me through this thought process.
Okay.
If I just heard New South Wales,
mm-hmm.
and you gave me 5 minutes to try and guess where on the globe.
5 minutes?
Where that might be.
Let's try 30 seconds.
Okay. I'll expedite this. I'm saying if I wasn't in podcast mode, if I was just like dumb, freshly rolled out of bed Matt Olson, and you asked me, where do you think New South Wales is?
Mm-hmm.
But you get 5 minutes to make an educated guess. Like, that's like the hint.
Okay.
That it's not just next to Wales. Because my first thought would be,
if you're given 5 minutes.
South Wales is probably just south of Wales. But that's the thing. New South Wales, which means that you have gone elsewhere.
Yes.
And then south is significant enough that it's probably hella south.
It's hella south.
So, given that thought process, I'm going to say, yeah, you're probably right.
Because I think, unrelated to this woman, whoever she is, I think that this is an island. Do you know about Shackleton?
No.
He was this Antarctic explorer, and they shipwrecked on Antarctica, and they were stuck there, which probably was terrible. And he took a couple guys with him, and they got in this little boat. And I think they sailed to New South Wales, got a bigger boat to go back and save the other guys. And they all survived. Which is pretty amazing, because it's real cold down there. There's not a lot to eat.
Yeah. This whole time you've been telling this story, I've been thinking of three things.
Yes.
One, you're like, getting shipwrecked in Antarctica probably sucked. And I'm like, yeah, probably did. Yeah. I think that goes without saying.
You can imagine, right?
Two, Shackleton. Is there a Quidditch player named Shackleton in the Harry Potter?
Kingsley Shacklebolt is an
Shacklebolt.
Is an Auror, not a Quidditch
player. Oh, okay, he's an Auror. Okay, yeah. Okay. I was kind of close, both on the name and the association.
Yeah.
Three, I think there's potentially a house guest.
There's someone in our house, in Matt's house.
There's a house guest who's staying here right now, who's in the bathroom and has turned on the fan. So
what he's doing in there. I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna let you think about
if you can hear the fan in the recording, I apologize. Trust me.
Matt's like the audio police over here.
I am more angry than you are disturbed by the sound of the fan. That is all.
Okay.
So Madame Renz, we gotta do something to get off this page. I say there's this section here, section 7, Portrayal in Screen Australia series, Rogue Nation 2009. Screen Australia sounds like...
Screen Australia?
That's probably a production of some sort, like a television...
It sounds like a television network.
Is that... Should we
click on it?
Hold on.
What?
Is this Aussie Caitlin?
Yeah.
Wait, give me a little bit more, because I'm not sure if it's Aussie Caitlin or just like... vaguely UK Caitlin.
It's the morning. I'm trying. I've practiced this accent, but maybe not recently enough. Right. Should we click on Screen Australia?
It's the same.
Right.
You haven't really.
Screen Australia.
All you did was put the right in.
No, it's different. If I was doing my UK accent, Screen Australia. Screen Australia.
Okay. All right. I might buy that. Also, this is. Okay. Screen Australia, that's step two.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's the Australian federal government's key funding body for the Australian screen production industry. I think we're getting close. I think we might be
screen production,
already
yeah.
getting close. Yeah. Screen Australia, step two. Totally unrelated, but, well, it's related very much to accents. I sent you that video I encountered the other day, right?
Yeah, that was weird.
Of this woman doing a product review And in the span of a minute, I was like, her accent changes five different times.
Well, to be fair, I told you what my impression of her speech was.
Right. And I think, well, I can't place that. I'm just like, what's going on
here? I mean, my impression of her speech was that she had a speech impediment and had overcome it.
Yes. I can't place that that's the, like, if that's the case, I wouldn't know how to make that leap from this is why her voice sounds the way it does. But the one, can you identify exactly what that vowel was?
I forget what the vowel was, but I want to say that it was what they call a monophthongized I. So instead of I, as in, so say the word is strike,
uh-huh.
You or I would say strike, and mm-hmm. and a southern person would say strack.
Strack.
Yeah.
I think that's,
and I want to say it was,
I think
that
that's
vowel.
The one, because you were like, there's one vowel that's really southern. Yeah. And I'm like, I think that's...
And not one vowel many times, but one vowel one time.
Yeah. And so one time in 1 minute, if you're in my position where you're just looking at product reviews on YouTube because you're unemployed and you're trying to get a job that might tangentially relate to that kind of activity, you hear this and you're like, am I? Well, it's kind of like encountering a posting for a hentai typesetting review where you're like,
did you I start have a stroke?
You start to question the reality around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up is you got the whole ear for what voices do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm a linguist.
But you're Australian.
I need to practice.
It's not convincing.
I used to be able, there was like one phrase that I could say. Because I have a memory. The first time I ever bombed from drinking alcohol
mm-hmm.
was I was with my friend Maddie, and this Australian bartender kept giving us Jägermeister. And
was it out of one of those little Jäger machines that they have at bars?
I don't think so. I think he was just pouring it from a bottle.
Okay.
But let me, this Australian bartender, I think his name was Michael. And he said, you know, nobody's ever
was it
Michael. You know, there's nothing bad in Jägermeister. I've never vomited just from drinking Jäger.
Now that's real good. That's because that's burned in your memory.
It's burned into my memory.
That's all you held on to from that night is that you were drinking Jäger
and this Australian guy
forced on you by this Australian guy.
Yeah.
I was in Montana mm-hmm. for the 4th, and Butte, Montana, which is where I was, they do fireworks on the 3rd of July?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's like opening Christmas presents on Christmas Eve instead of on Christmas.
Right?
Same idea.
Is it un-American? I don't know. That's not the point of what I want to say. I went to... Butte is a town of like 30,000 people. It was a mining town and then had a total collapse when the big old mine closed. Actually, that big old mine is now filling
from What did they mine there?
Copper.
Okay.
Butte is their like town motto or slogan, what have you, is
we love copper.
Yep, that's it. It's real good. No, it's the richest hill on earth.
Oh yeah.
And for a time
it was
like it kinda was. Yeah. It was like basically they started copper mines there. This is we're getting deep down this mine hole. Mine rabbit hole. They started mining copper like right before copper wire became a thing for like telephones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great timing. Anyway. Mine closed. The town, like, should by all rights be dead because now the big old mine is filling from the bottom up with acid water. That happens.
Yeah.
So there's this, like, mile and a half long acid lake just in the town.
Right.
Their, like, biggest source of anything is Walmart now. And
that's their biggest source of employment and also.
No, well, trade. Their biggest source of employment is probably the environmental cleanup regarding the mine.
That's a good industry.
Yeah, that's sure.
It's a good backup.
They found little microbes that can survive
in the acid lake,
which
How
is
fascinating.
Like, yeah. Well, they're like, maybe these will cure cancer. But I feel like that's what they say whenever a scientist finds something that's like live
like
against
weird
all
that
odds.
We didn't expect.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll cure cancer.
Maybe we can look at the genes and it'll cure cancer or something. I feel like that's a go-to because if you say that, you're gonna get funding for your
right,
research.
Yeah.
You're like, you found this cool thing that should be dead, but
that's
it's not.
That's what people should say. That's what like my thesis advisor should have said when she was trying to get funding to pay her researchers on the Oregon English Project.
I feel like it's a little bit harder to justify with linguistics research.
You never know. Maybe we'll cure cancer.
Well, you could say like
maybe the whole reason we haven't cured cancer is just because of this communication breakdown. I know we want to do a little more about Oregon English.
I know we want to goof about bilking money out of people for linguistics research on the under the guises of it will help cure cancer. But you could legitimately, I mean, if you wanted to be sneaky about it, you could say, it's like, our research is da 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 da. We believe it will help with, like, speech therapy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Even if you don't. Even like, if that's you don't if you want to be, like, the sneaky linguist, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know that much.
I run a blog called The Sneaky Linguist.
The Sneaky Linguist.
And it's, well, it's all the pictures of you pilfering things that I've taken.
Me.
Yeah. I've been watching you stealing little trinkets and bobbins.
Just little things, though.
Little tchotchkes, yeah.
Little pencil, not full pencils.
It's okay.
But, like, sharpened down pencils.
Yeah, little tiny test-taking pencils.
Yeah.
For Scantrons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that you have a collection of those.
It's true that I did used to take those.
Shit, I was talking about Butte. What I wanted to say, this is all based off of your Jaeger story.
Oh, yeah. Did you get real drunk down by the acid lake?
Yeah, the favorite pastime
is
just
what people do down
sit
there?
On the shore. That no, you can't do that. They will. There are. Well, obviously, I think fences. It's like a steep, yeah. Steep decline mm-hmm. down to the acid lake. But they're also so birds have landed on the lake
and died. Right. Yeah.
So now they have these. They're not. They don't like scarecrows. Not enough to stop you from landing on the lake.
Yeah.
They have these like huge amps, basically that just.
Make loud noise.
If they detect birds, they're just like,
rah! Yeah, that's they have that problem in a lot of places where there's vast environmental destruction. Like at the tar sands, they have these huge pools.
I've never seen the tar sands.
Well, I haven't seen them in person.
Okay.
But they have these huge pools of, I think it's the water that they use to get the tar out of the sand. They then pump into these big lakes
mm-hmm.
and ducks and stuff try to land on them and then will die
okay.
if that happens.
We got real off base, but we kind of made a promise to ourselves that if you're going to start telling a story on the show...
I told a complete story about the ducks.
You did. You very much did.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. I need to finish my Butte story so
yes.
that it's not just
Go
we're on.
On
the Screen Australia page.
I will not interrupt you further.
I've already identified what link we need to click.
Okay.
I'm going to point to it. Don't
okay.
say it, but
okay.
we're good. I think
yeah.
we're.
Okay.
I think for this
That's
link, it'll be like two more
link.
Links.
Okay, yeah.
And
we can stretch this out. We can be leisurely here.
Let me just check the time here for a second. Yeah, we're good. In Butte, 30,000 people, mm-hmm. July 4th. So I go with my cousin to Uptown Butte because we're going to go grab a drink like cousins do.
Go party.
This is my first time ever having gone to a drinking establishment in Butte.
Mm-hmm.
What I found out is that there's four. There
yeah.
are...
Four bars?
Well, at least in Uptown, there are four.
Okay.
And a lot of those buildings... And this is the thing. I mean, I've always kind of known this about Uptown, but it really strikes you when it's July 4th, and this is the night when, like, everybody's... Well, it's July 3rd.
Right.
Everybody's out on the town. Everybody's trying to drink and celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, but it looks like there's 50 people divided up across
these
four
bars.
Sad bars, one of which has like a Motley Crue cover band playing.
Tight.
And then we were like, that one, like, okay, that is too full. The Irish bar is too full. We go to this one called The Times.
As in the Times of London?
I think it's in what used to be the building for the newspaper.
Oh.
It doesn't exist no more. We go in there. It's like pretty big, but pretty empty. It's like if you took, you know, kind of took a sort of hip, but sort of, you know, straddling the line between hip and mainstream Portland bar,
mm-hmm.
and then just like,
so like Dig a Pony.
Yeah, it's like the Dig a Pony of
the
Butte,
Dig a
Montana.
Pony of Butte.
Yeah, if you well, it's got like you don't get, you know, sharply dressed bros in Butte so much as you get.
Right.
Dudes wearing MMA fighter shirts.
Washed up miners.
yeah, just the old grizzled prospectors.
Yeah.
That's what it still is to this day. No. But we go in, I'm like, okay, this is like kind of, I mean, by my standards, it's kind of like, but I'm not going to, you know, shit on this small town bar just because mm-hmm. I come from another place, whatever. But then I find out that they had a dance floor with a DJ in the back.
Ooh.
And I go down there and there's just one girl being watched by all her friends gathered around her, and just one girl, just like wildly gesticulating
arms. Was she
breaking
it down? What'd you say?
What
was the music that was playing?
It was very generic wub wub.
Okay.
And because I was like ready to just like be there, have my Corona, enjoy my time with my cousin, and not be like, this bar is making me sad.
Yeah.
And then I saw that sight.
And then you felt sad inside.
And then I looked to the Jägermeister machine behind the bar and was like, do I need this?
Did you?
Is this what I need now?
Did you decide?
Well, there wasn't an Australian there to force it down my throat. So, yeah. If an Australian man had been, hey there.
I think that's...
Have a Jägermeister.
I've never been hungover just drinking Jäger. I think that's the only reason that anyone has ever drunk Jäger is because there's some Australian foisting it on them. Nobody's ever drunk it for
anything. Their whole street team is one guy.
There's one guy named Michael.
Okay.
Wait.
Do
you want to... Are you done with your Butte story?
My Butte story was wrapping around to... Was very heavily considering maybe I'll have some Jaeger. Jaeger
shot.
Yeah,
I have a really brief story about a similar experience I also had on a different July 3rd in a different small town.
Wow,
In a bar.
Is it a common cousin. Is it a common thing where small is it just small towns want to pregame the 4th because the 4th is the biggest thing of the year for them?
Yeah, it's the biggest thing that happens.
Okay,
So I get that. So this town, Bolinas, California, which is where I just was this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller, 5,000 people.
Ooh.
There's one bar. The bar is called Smiley's. And it claims to be... I think the claim is that it's the oldest continuously operating bar west of the Mississippi. Or some shit.
Okay.
Because they opened in like 1860-something? I don't know. They opened a long-ass time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they never closed during Prohibition. Anyway, so I was with my cousins...
Wait, how does that work?
What?
They never closed during Prohibition?
They fucking refuse. If you've been to this town, the people in this town are just fucking crazy, and they're so insular. There's a thing called the Bolinas Border Patrol. They used to go around and take down all of the signs that pointed you in the direction of Bolinas, because they didn't want anyone coming there.
Whoa.
And so
are you sure you didn't just stumble into some white dude's short story?
No, this is a
some
real place.
Crusty white
this is
dudes.
A real place. I've been going there since I was 2 years old.
The town that no one knows about.
I swear to God, we can like make this a topic for the podcast. It's a real place.
Yeah, it sounds like ripe for discussion.
Yeah,
though we might blow everything right now with this one story.
So anyway, this is actually not really related to the town itself. But so I was with my cousins, and it was July 3rd, and we're like, okay, let's go down to Smiley's and see what's going on. We go down there, and there's like a band playing, and we buy some really expensive beer because. Everything is really expensive.
For a second, I thought you were going to say weed, and I don't know why my brain was filling that in.
At the bar?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I bet they grow some great weed in that town, though.
I'm sure they do. And my cousin's girlfriend, like, taps me on the shoulder and points across the room at this woman. And this woman, I shit you not, looked exactly like Conan O'Brien. Same height, same haircut. Same face.
Are you sure it wasn't the... Oh, shit. Remember when there was this whole thing about how he looked like this foreign minister lady? Like, there was, like,
this.
the prime minister, like, chancellor of some
country? Like, maybe
I want to say it was up there.
Up there in that area?
Up there in the cooler Eurozone region. I don't know anything about the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a very similar experience to that. And it may be, in fact,
maybe
the same lady.
It was the foreign minister of Finland.
Sure. We'll say that was who it was in the position they occupied. We've totally ignored this page, but that's okay.
It's not a very long page.
It's not a very long page, and the link we're clicking off of it is television drama, obviously.
Perf.
Step 3, television drama.
Dramatic programming. That's what it redirects to.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this is fine.
For a second, well, the article it leapt out at me starts as dramatic programming in
the
UK.
UK,
and I'm like, oh, shit,
no.
We done...
Wrong kind.
We done fucked up. They do link to some shows at the bottom here.
None of which is the
None of which
show.
Are the OC. Ah, damn. So we're going to have to...
Well, we can still get there. We can
still
do this.
Maybe we can do this. So, let me list off these shows here at the bottom.
Okay.
If you know one of these shows prominently featured an actor from the OC, okay. It's a really easy path.
Right.
Okay, so think hard, okay? Because you're the OC expert.
Okay. Oh, I got one already. But go ahead, read them. Do you want me to wait for you to read the whole list, or just stop you when
when I get to the one?
Okay.
Lost.
No.
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who's in Breaking Bad?
But here's the thing. He's in the OC. Ted Beneke from Breaking Bad is in the OC one time.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I don't know if that's good enough, but maybe, I mean, if we get to that actor's page, maybe it'll be mentioned in his
filmography. Do we think that Ted Beneke's deserve? Yeah, he's probably got his own Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
He was a fairly prominent recurring character in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he's in a lot of episodes.
That guy probably has his own page. Yeah. Well, wait. I do want to go through the rest of the list and see if it jogs your memory, though.
Okay.
I also want to say that these are the shows deemed on Wikipedia worthy...
prime examples of dramatic programming.
Yeah. Well, there's also some examples of BBC dramatic programming right above, because some redcoat got on this page and was like, we're going to put the British shows...
fucking lobster back.
We're going to put the British shows in before the American shows.
Yeah.
The Six Wives of Henry VIII, or Our Friends in the North. Two shows I've never heard of.
There's only two of them.
Yeah.
They're trying to be superior by listing those first.
The rest of the American shows, Boardwalk Empire... never seen it. The Wire, never seen it. Sopranos, never seen it. Sons of Anarchy, never seen it. House of Cards,
I've seen that.
Never seen it. Grey's Anatomy, never seen it. Mad Men, never seen it. My dramatic shows record is not on point at all.
Have you seen Lost?
Oh, I loved Lost.
Okay.
And I love Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Okay. So we're tied on this, because I haven't seen Lost, but I've seen Breaking Bad.
Do people like Sons of Anarchy?
My dad watches that show.
Huh. Is it a real macho show?
Well, you know what it's about, right?
Isn't it about bike gangs?
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's probably why my dad watches it.
Okay.
It's got Henry Rollins.
Your dad struck me the one time I've encountered him as a real macho person, and I'm not sure if it was because he had a strong handshake or because he was driving a truck.
I don't think that's accurate that he's a macho person, but he's got very large hands and he does drive a truck.
Okay. Let's click Breaking Bad then.
Wait. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Breaking Bad is step four. All right. We might have to, Ted might not get a shout out on the main page for Breaking Bad, maybe.
Casting.
Well, this is, like, the history of the casting on the show.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So, tell me. Here's something that when I think about the show, Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. I constantly forget, is that mm-hmm. it started in 2007.
Yeah.
I didn't start watching it then. I don't think really
anybody
many people
really watching it.
Talked about it.
It was
then.
One of those DVD resurgence things.
Right? But while it was still on.
Yeah.
It also, I think it helped that, seasons came to Netflix.
Right. That was what really got people watching it.
Yeah. It's this, I mean, the creators of the show have even talked about this, that they got this, second wind through, ease of binge watching
mm-hmm.
somehow, and word of mouth that, took off and exploded.
Yeah.
But it was always really good from the start. I'm just like, it started around the same time as...
show you that nobody watches television anymore.
I feel like it started around the same time as Mad Men, and I feel like people were, from the get-go, being like... Mad Men.
This really start at the same time as Mad Men?
I think so. Or they're...
I feel like Mad Men is a little later.
Little later?
Yeah.
Huh. We are two television experts, and this is our television podcast.
I think.
It's weird.
Remembering.
Isn't it weird how the show wasn't popular and then got really popular and it was a real good show the whole time? How did that work?
Hashtag social
God,
media.
God, my observations are not on point today.
It's okay.
All right. Who's your favorite Breaking Bad character while we scroll through this page?
Jesse Pinkman? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, in terms of the main cast, who do I root for?
Yeah.
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 Obviously.
We love Jesse.
And I have an eternal soft spot for Saul Goodman.
We love Saul, too.
Because Bob Odenkirk, I love him.
Love Saul.
But I gotta say, I'm a Mike guy.
You're a Mike guy?
Yeah. Mike Ehrmantraut.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's all right. Have you noticed that, off topic, have you noticed how often characters are described as having, quote, dead eyes on that show?
No.
You never noticed that?
Nope.
So that's kind of an unusual descriptor, right? You don't hear that a lot. And I want to say that specifically Jesse describes various people like 4 times over the course of the series as having dead eyes. Like, that really stuck out to me. And Mike was one of those people.
While you were saying that,
yeah,
my eyes became dead because I was scrolling through the wiki page yes. to find the list of recurring characters, and I swear to God, if Ted Beneke is not listed here, this
game is over.
I am gonna be so, no, I see it. Christopher Cousins.
Okay,
Christopher Cousins, you getting your shout out on this podcast because you are the next link we are clicking. Step 5, Christopher Cousins.
Oh my God, there's no fucking filmography for him.
Oh dear Lord. Oh no.
We've made a wrong turn.
Oh God. Well, that's a problem. It doesn't list
his complete filmography.
No, it doesn't list the OC individually either.
This is a stub.
Christopher Cousins, you gotta get your Wikipedia game right.
Yeah, buddy.
Not our Wikipedia game. I mean, your page on Wikipedia needs to be gotten right.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, okay. We're still, like, in the realm of television dramas. We can still do this.
Pretty quickly there. Yeah. We got lucky, I think. And we got time. The OC was on Fox?
Yeah.
Well, I see a link to Glee.
Oh, you want to go there?
I don't like Glee.
You don't like Glee?
Step 6, well, you clicked it. Glee.
Glee was a similar thing. I watched the first season and a half of Glee and enjoyed that, and then it started getting dumb.
To be fair, I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Glee.
Yeah, so you can't really say that you don't like it.
I don't know
anything about it.
I don't like the premise.
I just don't like Glee clubs. I didn't like the premise either, and then I watched an episode, and it turned me right around.
Who plays the like gym teacher in that?
The gym teacher?
Because she's really funny.
Jane Lynch. Lynch?
Yeah, in those mockumentary movies
she's
by
great.
What's his face? The guy who
the
makes
guy,
the mockumentary
the Spinal
movies.
Tap guy.
The Spinal Tap guy.
Yeah, she's Jane Lynch.
Oh yeah.
She's great.
Mm-hmm. Now, Glee, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say from a distance, I have no interest in watching. The OC, I might be down to watch
that. They do such fun covers, though.
Here's part of why. I know for a fact that in the later seasons of Glee, they... and this is a dumb thing to be upset about, especially because I don't really follow this dude's career anymore. But mm-hmm. have you heard of Jonathan Coulton? You've heard his music.
I've heard his name.
You would know... You played Portal, right?
Yeah.
And Portal 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the two end songs.
Portal, okay.
He did it. He made the whole game himself.
And the music.
He's a very talented boy.
Yeah.
No, he wrote those two songs, and he did this project years and years ago, where he released a song a week. Mm-hmm. And 1 week, he just did a cover of Baby Got Back, which also, like, acoustic white guy covering, like, this was back before...
That was, like, an early rendition of that...
Genre. Yeah, it was before YouTube was saturated with just the worst
white people covering rap songs.
Examples of that, yeah. Also, if you're gonna cover a rap song, Baby Got Back is... Hey, look at us. Cervix Lock came up again. Yeah. Hey, isn't that
fun? It all comes full circle.
Anyway, I mean, that song's goofy. It's patently goofy. The video had a giant inflatable butt in it. So if you're gonna cover a rap song as a white dude with
a
guitar,
that's a good one to do.
Glee stole his arrangement, like,
oh really?
Completely.
Oh really?
Like, unabashedly stole his arrangement of the song.
Positive that almost no one but you and that guy notes that.
Well, and his fan base because he made
it
stink.
And the people on the show
and the dirty thieves.
Yeah.
So that's not cool. That's not cool,
you know,
Glee.
But the other thing. Okay, so I don't... You saying this makes me doubt my memory of this, but they do a cover of Poker Face on this show, which I believe is the version that was used on that Kanye West Common, maybe one other rapper song, Poker Face.
That's a song?
I don't know if that's what it's called, but you know that Kanye West song where he goes, it's like... Oh, it's Make or Say is the name of the song.
Oh, God.
And they say, and it's a pun where they poke her face.
Yeah.
And I think they use a sample from this episode of Glee where they sing Poker Face.
What?
We can, like, look this up later.
All right. my point being, okay, we're on Glee. From here, I don't know if we're going to get it. Was there any cast sharing there?
We might have to zoom back out to Fox.
Yeah, I think we should just zoom back out to Fox.
Okay.
I've said my piece about Glee. I have, let's be real, probably an irrational distaste for it, considering I haven't seen it. Maybe if someone wants to get me into Glee, send me a Jane Lynch best of clips from Glee, and maybe I'll start considering it. So step, this is now 7. We're on the page for Fox.
Yeah.
The Fox network. Well, I guess this is Fox, the whole conglomerate. Or no. This is Fox, no, because that would
Fox
be
Fox Broadcasting Company.
This would be Fox Broadcasting Company, the network,
owned by the Fox Entertainment Group.
Yeah,
which is what you're saying.
Is the conglomerate, and that's those two are not the same as just 20th Century Fox,
which
that's,
is the film production company. Oh, here it is.
Hollywood's confusing. You found it. Hey, click it.
Do you want to take a moment to talk about some of Fox's other fine aughts programming, including
okay.
House and Bones and Malcolm in the Middle. And Arrested Development, oddly enough.
And the Bernie Mac Show. A lot of people like the Bernie Mac Show. I think I caught a couple episodes of it and was like, okay. I mean, actually, how's Bones 24?
Great shows.
Fox had some
hits.
Heavy hitters.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Great show.
Life is Unfair.
Yeah.
That show... Actually, if there's a shocking number of shows that They Might Be Giants has provided... prominent music for.
It's Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, yeah, they did the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle. They recorded the theme song for The Daily Show.
Oh,
I didn't know that. There's definitely like one or two like kids shows that they've done the theme for, because of course they also do like music for kids. They're like, for a band that looks like two people who, despite being in their 50s now, you would still, even me, look at me.
Yes.
Listeners, imagine me. Yeah. I'm a dork. I'm a nerd. I still want to give the two guys from They Might Be Giants a swirly.
Yeah.
And they're grown men now. And I'm just like, and I like their music. And I'm like, I wanna hike up your tidy whities and take your lunch money. And yet they're on TV and all sorts of, they're cropping up all over the place.
Very successful.
Yeah. Very successful nerdy boys.
Such nice boys.
Nerdy
too.
Boys who I wanna. Just
don't you
like,
think? Don't you think that they're such nice boys, though?
Oh, sure, they're nice boys.
They're nice boys.
They make nice music.
Nice boys who make nice music for nice TV shows.
So this must be. I'm thinking about this, and it's like, okay, 24, The OC, House.
Yeah.
This
Bone.
Think now, if we were on the page for NBC, what do you think it is during this time in the mid 2000s?
In the God, I don't know. We were not an NBC household.
Well, I don't
think... mostly just kept it tuned.
This
to
is the
Fox.
Thing. This
no
is like
one was an NBC household.
When you watch
time.
When you watch 30 Rock, that's like continually a joke. Is like NBC is like fucking on its last legs.
Right, yeah.
Like we got nothing going, and I think that that's like I have a distinct memory of that. And I'm saying this again as TV expert Matt Olson, but that you know actually if I think about what defined like mid 2000s TV, this was it. It was Fox.
All Fox.
Like at least in terms of network television, Fox had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd say, I mean, they got Bob's Burgers. That's good.
Nobody fucking watches television anymore. Nobody watches TV on TV. Who do you know? Who do you know that has cable, Matt? Other than your parents.
My parents.
Yeah.
My parents
Those
have
are the
cable.
Only people.
Yeah, it's so. I mean, you just went back to your house. Your parents have,
cable,
I assume. Yeah. And then you were there, and the TV was on, and then ads come on.
Yes.
And then you're like, "What are these advertisements?
Get the shit out of my face!"
Do you think it's true that I bet there are already think pieces aplenty about this written by shitty people trying to get that dollar, trying to
What are the think pieces about?
Word count. Where they go home and they have a similar experience.
Find out that ads still exist.
They find out that ads still exist, but that's just part one of... That's just the intro paragraph. They're like, the shock of seeing ads.
Yeah.
Very millennial,
internet
plugged in thing. But then, my theory is this, and I bet there's already people saying it, is that ads are already creeping to only trying to appeal to the type of person who's
still
watching
cable. In 2015.
Yeah, and still watching on cable. Because I feel like ads weren't as shitty before because they knew they had to. Well, I'm just saying, or at least like, just like gratingly, like this is for, this is advertising this product to someone who probably wouldn't know how to Google it, for instance. Like, I feel like ads are creeping towards that, where they're like, if you're watching...
Do you have an ad that you can cite as an example of this?
No. I do have a horrible ad that I was reminded of last night that I have, unfortunately, witnessed on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Which is of the sexy pizza lady.
I don't know this advertisement.
There's an ad, I think it's for one of those take-home baked pizzas, DiGiorno. Maybe DiGiorno,
mm-hmm.
where it's a sexualized pizza slice.
Oh no.
She's got like,
does she have titties?
Pepperoni covered
titties.
Yeah. I hate that you said that. I feel so violated in my own space right now.
Sorry.
You said,
I'm not sorry.
You said
pepperoni titties.
You said that on our podcast.
Yeah, I did.
Sure, we can, there's not enough indicators of explicit that I can tag this on iTunes to make
to
up for that.
People for that.
But that's a, like, okay, that's not a good example, but I'm sorry I can't come up with one right now. I'm just saying, can you? Think about it.
No,
I feel like ads are sliding in this direction where...
I don't watch the ads, I tune them out. The only things that my parents have on the TV ever are... So in the evening, they turn on, like, crime procedurals.
Mm-hmm.
They watch, like, NCIS.
Is that show still being made?
I don't know, but
Do they still have...
I don't know, but they still
play it. Yeah, I'm sure they still play it.
NCIS, Law & Order SVU, Law & Order, the other Law & Orders.
Yeah.
what...
Law & Order, the other one.
Resilient Isles, etc. And then during the day, MSNBC is on.
Huh.
So...
I feel like I've got to be on to something, though, because people aren't going to, like, our generation isn't going to flip around now. Like, the savvy among us, okay,
mm-hmm.
like, we use Netflix.
We know what we want, and we just go.
We pirate things. We
just
stream
click
things.
We want.
When we're on the internet, we use ad blockers.
Yeah.
When was the last time I had to sit through an ad on YouTube? I don't even know.
Yeah.
This is, like... At some point, the people making television ads have to recognize that the only people who are going to be watching these...
Are old people.
Are dumbasses.
And eventually...
Maybe not just old people, just dumbasses. People who can't figure out how to not see ads.
Yeah.
And then the ads will change.
Maybe people that don't have internet access.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What if it just becomes like all TV ads are just advertising to people, say, stuck watching TV in the airport... Or, like, while they're waiting for their Jiffy Lube, like, we know where you are. Because if you were at home, you wouldn't be seeing this. You'd have DVR'd it. Oh, a live sports event is happening.
Yeah.
Here's an ad for this beer that conveniently is on tap right now.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, live sports events, I think, are the exception to that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's just no getting around it. You're going to watch those ads.
You're going to watch them.
They're going to be there in front of your face.
All right, let's click on the OC.
Click on OC.
Yep. We got there in 8 steps.
8 leisurely steps.
Quite leisurely.
Yeah.
And with a little time to spare.
Yeah.
Give me your OC pitch that will
make you want to watch.
Make me want to watch the show. Yeah.
Okay. I as I said earlier, I can't speak to the later seasons because I did stop watching it. But that first season, oh my god. Action packed. One episode. They're meeting this street kid, this troubled boy from Chino. Next episode, they're adopting the troubled boy. Next episode, he's burning a house down. Next episode, they're getting him out of jail for burning the house down. You know what?
Just summarize the first season.
Forget half the times I said next episode. Compress that into like 2 episodes. That's how fucking action-packed this show is. It never stops. The drama never stops.
Wow.
Until the second season when they ran out of storylines.
Ugh.
But that first season...
Think about how many shows shit the bed exactly like that.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Heroes
comes to mind.
Yeah.
It's another...
You can't just shoot off your whole load like that.
That was another...
Get a little bit easier.
2000 staple that just done...
Yeah.
Bottomed out when it got to that sophomore season.
Yeah.
Did you watch Heroes?
I watched a couple episodes, but...
We talked about Lost earlier. Lost solved that problem by just being like, hey, check it out. There's a whole other half of the plane that there's people from. And then they had more story. It was brilliant. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
It was a little hackneyed, but...
The conceit of the show is such that that was a...
That was an option.
An option.
What did the second season of Breaking Bad do? Let's just talk about all the TV shows we did.
Breaking Bad is different because they planned out this whole narrative arc for it, right?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No. For real, they
but
were...
But he knew what was going to happen, right?
Nope. The first season was...
He was going to break bad.
Well, the whole arc they had planned was... I think they described it...
bad.
They described it as like, oh, it's not Bill Nye. It was this other, like, science kids show figure.
What other science kids show figures are?
There it was. Vince Gilligan always uses this thing where it's like, this blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's the right name. Just imagine you said something like Bill Nye becomes Scarface.
Okay, yeah.
That was like his pitch. That was like his broad pitch. Yeah, sure. But they were going to kill off Jesse.
Really?
They were going to kill him at the end of the first season.
At the end of the first season?
Yeah.
Why did they decide not to do that?
Because
people love him.
Remember the first season was cut short because that writer's strike. And then people were like, Jesse.
Thank God.
And they're like, okay, Jesse.
Thank God for the writer's strike.
Yeah. So many shows.
My favorite boy.
So many shows start with this real, maybe this is a 2000 thing, have this gambit of like, we're going to get you invested in a character.
And then kill him.
And then immediately kill him.
Like a pull of George R. R. Martin.
Yeah. Though they were, I mean, I think that might be why
they started doing that.
Became a TV show.
Yeah.
Same point, Lost, and I think it actually, for in a lot of ways, maybe could have been a better show if they had done this, mm-hmm. was going to introduce Jack, mm-hmm. the male lead,
yeah.
and then kill him off, and then Kate, Evangeline Lilly, was going to be the lead.
That would have been cool.
But they were just like, it would have been like, oh, the pilot's following this dude.
Jack is Matthew Fox, right?
Yeah. 90210, was that his thing?
I don't know.
He was one of those 90s shows. Okay. Anyway... They were going to get someone else, not Matthew Fox.
They were
going
to replace him?
They were going to get, like, a high-profile actor.
Matthew McConaughey?
They were going to get a high-profile actor, have him in for, like, an episode or two, and then dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to, spoilers, if you haven't seen or read the first chunk of Game of Thrones.
Or, like, been on the internet ever.
At all. Yeah.
They did that. Yeah, they did exactly
that. Sean Bean.
That.
But dead.
Yeah. But that's like, I mean, Sean Bean, that's like his specialty.
That's why
they brought him in.
That's the joke.
Were they going to bring Sean Bean onto Lost to do that?
I mean,
They should have.
Sean Bean, instead of Matthew Fox, then gets sucked into an airplane engine on the beach.
No.
That scene pissed my dad off so much when we watched the Lost premiere live.
Uh-huh.
And he saw the guy get sucked into the engine. And he was like, that's not how that would work.
That is kind of ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just like, it's TV, Dad. It's
television. Do you know a funny...
Leave it.
While we're in the vein of dads getting pissed off, we went to see Pirates of the Caribbean, the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
And did he take factual...
Great film. Offense? Great film.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we all enjoyed it. And after we get out of the movie theater, his complaint about the movie, you know, there's magic,
uh-huh.
there's resurrection of the dead in this show.
Right.
His complaint about the movie was that blacksmiths don't make swords. Armorers make swords.
I'm going to say that's a pretty cool complaint to have, though.
But, I mean, shit. Like this fantasy world where pirates get brought back to life. Why can we not... Why can the fantasy not include blacksmiths who know how to make swords?
I don't know. Because, no, I feel like your dad's kind of in the right here.
I feel that's a valid complaint.
I feel like there's nothing... I feel like that's just lazy script writing. Like, the person is like, a blacksmith is what makes swords, right? And it's like,
yeah, but
no.
That's
an easy detail to get right.
But it just doesn't sound right if Orlando Bloom is like... What is he doing in the scene? He's like caressing Keira Knightley or something, and he's like, blacksmith's hands. Sorry, they're rough. It doesn't sound right to say armorer's hands.
Well, he could be both.
He could be both.
Yeah.
I think my dad would also probably have a beef with that.
Okay. You can't apprentice both. You can't apprentice twice. What are you? Double major?
The guilds
Hell
won't
no.
let you.
Well, this sure was a podcast we did.
Yeah.
I was going to make some more points about Sean Bean, I think, but I'm going to leave
those.
Okay. Maybe he'll get his own episode.
We'll leave those for later. Yeah.
But in the meantime, between now and the eventual Sean Bean episode, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson, 1TOLSON.
There is actually this one thing I want to point out on this page before you get to doing all this, which is this sentence right here. The first half of this sentence.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to read it for the listeners?
Okay. On the OC page, if you open it up, it's at the bottom of the second paragraph, last sentence. The series includes elements of postmodernism. Okay.
What?
Okay, sure. We'll go with that.
Anyway. So it's something to watch for the next time you're watching the OC.
Call out what bits are postmodern. Caitlin, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at bestkabest. BESTKABEST.
If you're going to tweet about the show, use the hashtag CYGTT. Go subscribe to us on iTunes.
Give us a good review.
Give us a good review. I'm not going to tell you to leave us whatever review you feel like.
Don't leave a shitty review.
I don't want your shitty reviews.
We prefer you didn't do that.
Share bits with your friends. Well, share episodes with your friends. And then call out the bits you like. And
suggest us a topic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely do that. Especially with the hashtag. That'd be great.
That'd be swell. We're trying to get that trending.
We're trying to just get any traction. We'll get there.
We'll get to it.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah, we got a Facebook page. That's facebook.com. I think it's just facebook.com/CYGTT.
Mm-hmm.
And I post little links to the episodes when they come up, so you won't miss it there if you miss your podcast subscriptions or don't know when things come out. And sometimes I'll make a little image to go along with it because I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do with my time? That'll do it for this week. So I will leave you with our signature ending theme music. Da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na. Da na 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 na. Can you get to that?
You were gonna do that. I was just singing the song.
Goodbye.
See ya.